My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
It was Christmassy. Nope. Oh, we're going to do it. We're trying to sound drunk, but we're not trying to sound sick and tired, which is what I am at this moment. Okay.
A distinction we certainly would like to make.
Yes. I am healthy. I'm just drunk. Here we go. Take two. It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and a man said to me, "Won't mini-sode another one?" And then he sang a song, "The rare don't stop believing." I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. Christmas is in, what, 4 days? It's the 21st, right? Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. Happy winter solstice to everyone. And also, dare I say, happy anniversary to my mother and father.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. My parents was just the other day, the 17th. Today, when we're recording this.
Oh my word.
That's
wow.
Really
December
crazy.
Weddings, everyone.
That's really
Get
crazy.
Get into it, yeah.
Get into it, yeah. LDS people love to have weddings, during Christmas break.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the reason is a lot of people, not me, but a lot of people get married in college. And so it's like, oh, finals are over and we can have our wedding.
Definitely my parents. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because that's, I'm pretty sure, why my parents did late December so that they would be out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our...
the Jingle Bell mini-sode. Heck yeah.
Yeah, the Jingle Binny-sode, the Santa Clinny-sode,
the Jingle Binny-sode,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Rinny-sode, the Frosty the Sninny-smode. What's another? It's a Wonderful Linny-sode.
The Jack Frinny-sode.
The White Crinny-sode.
These are very good.
How the Grinny Sode stole Christmas.
Yes, that's very good. That's what I was just thinking. I was like, how do you do Grinny Sode?
A Christmas Crinny Sode starring Ebenezer Scrinny Sode.
Mm-hmm. The Princess Swinny Sode.
The Princess
starring V. Hudge.
A Christmas Prinny Sode. Speaking of, if you love Netflix original Christmas movies, do we have news for you? We covered the soon-to-be Christmas classic starring Lindsay Lohan and Cord Overstreet, Glee's own, Falling for Crinny Sode, on our Patreon this month. Go check that out. It dropped recently. I don't know exactly what day. I don't know. Maybe yesterday. Maybe the day before. When do you want to drop that episode? It's finished.
Oh, God.
It
is?
I'll send you my sound file today so you can attach it to the video.
Yeah,
when
I can work
would
on
be
it
good
today.
For you?
Let's put it on Monday.
Okay. So it dropped on Monday, everyone. We already had planned that beforehand. We didn't plan that right this second live on air. So if you're a patron, go check that out. If you're not a patron and you've always wanted to be, now's your chance to hear us talking about Falling for Christmas. I will say, editing it, it's kind of a banger. I think it's one of our better episodes.
I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that because I was watching it. I just, not to spoil, you know, our Patreon episode, but I really enjoyed it. And I was really excited to get to talk about it. So heck yeah.
Go check out our episode, our Patreon exclusive on Falling for Crinny Sode. And welcome to our Christmas minisode. Feliz Navidinisode, everyone. My name is Ian Allred. I am a slut for Christmas. I'm a big Christmas whore. You know, I love to wrap it up in my big arms and give it a big tight squeeze. And I also am a mini gleek.
I love that. Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Lena Knatzer, and I'm certainly more of the Halloween gay of the two of us. But being away, being so far away from my family, I've really hunkered down with the Christmas spirit because there's not much else I can do. And I'm really shaking my ass to those jingle bells. And I'm a mini gleek.
Also, we got, before we get into your emails, we got announcements, which is that it being Christmas time, it being the Christmas crinisode, things are heating up in our work lives a little bit. And not in the sexy way, in the we're very busy way. So
in the I've got heartburn way.
Yeah, in the Lena's had heartburn for 3 days, should she go to a doctor way? We are going to take a week sabbatical, wait for the holidays to die down a little bit, and we'll see you in the new year. So I hope everyone has a great rest of your 2022. We'll see you again on January 4th. 2023, can you believe it? Craziness. What episode is next? I don't know. Is it Frenemies? Is it Trio? It's one of those two, I think.
You're asking the wrong girl. I think it's Frenemies. I could be making that up.
Everyone?
I'm not going to Google it.
Have a little lovely ho-ho holiday break. We'll be back January 4th. But for right now...
I hope you... And if you miss us, we've got two copies of The Grinch in the backlogs that you can go watch for sure.
Yeah, we we sure as heck covered The Grinch live starring Matthew Morrison and then released it on two separate occasions. So,
you guys.
That is the episode where Thornstorm comes to be. Grinch episode.
And someone calls me Thornstorm in one of these emails.
They do. So, let's get into it. Happy Christmas, crinisode, everyone. Happy ho ho hilly sodes? No, hinny sodes.
Henny sodes.
Happy Henny sodes. Let's hit it up.
I love Happy Henny sodes. Oh my God. Minisode title. Sometimes I like to listen to us like have a conversation, and especially the things that you laugh at, either that you say or I say, doesn't matter. And I always like to make a little guess as to what I think is going to be the minisode title. I think Happy Henny sodes is going to be the one. Henny, I don't know. Let's place your bets, y'all.
Happy Henny-sodes and the Merry Bells. I'm going to make it something totally nondescript just to piss you off now.
Honestly, I won't be pissed off. Honestly, I'll be kind of tickled.
It'll be like January 4th is the name of the minisode.
Oh, great. Let's kick things off with a friend of the podcast. I was going to give them all holiday nicknames, but that feels too hard for my little brain.
In front of the podcast, rocking around the Christmas tree, Ruth.
Wait.
I can do alliteration. We got this.
Literally. Rocking around the Christmas tree, Ruth.
Ruth the red-nosed reindeer is so much better. Ruth the red-nosed reindeer.
This is very good. Awesome. Ruth, take it away.
Hey, Lena and Ian. I hope you're both well and enjoying the Christmas season. I'm from Ireland. International listener! And maybe this is why I can't believe they didn't sing this song. But they definitely fumbled the bag by not doing Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Christy McColl. Obviously, the song has been under fire for the past few years. There is a homophobic slur in it, which wasn't intentional, as in Ireland at the time, it meant something completely different. However, I can definitely picture Kurt and Blaine singing this duet as, correct me if I'm wrong, this was during the time they were broken up. Also, they are in New York, and the song is called Fairy Tale of New York. There is a censored version which they could have done. This is by far one of my favorite Christmas songs, and for me, it's not Christmas until I hear it. It's always best sung in a pub while you have had a few too many drinks on you. Wow, I just stereotyped myself and my country. I promise we aren't all drunks. It brings everyone together, and without fail, everyone will throw their arms up at the part, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Also, just a little fact for you both. Christian McCall died in a jet skiing accident. This is also something that is repeated again and again during the Christmas time in Ireland, and it is tradition that that fact is shouted at you by a drunk family member while this song is blasted on full volume. Your Irish listeners will understand what I'm talking about. Have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year, or as we say in Irish, Nuálaigh Chun Dich. Happy Christmas to you. From a longtime listener, Ruth the Red-Nosed Reindeer. My apologies to any Irish listeners if I absolutely butchered that phrase, which I am most likely dead. Ruth, first of all, I'm so sorry about the institutional bullying you received from people who were supposed to be a safe space for you at Santa's workshop. From your dad's own friends and your dad's friends' kids. It's very gross. And the way that like Santa also picks on you doesn't sit right with me.
I know. And it's like, you just wanted to play games like Monopoly.
Reindeer games.
And you like...
Yeah.
Exactly. And like, not to mention, you were like, Santa couldn't see. And where were you? They're being helpful. And everyone else had just like shut their mouths. And they should have been shutting their mouths from the beginning, because you have a special skill. And that is something you take right to the bank. You know?
Ruth,
I feel for you.
I feel for you, Ruth. Second of all, thank you for bringing this up, because this is the exact song I was talking about during our maxi-sode when I kept being like, isn't there some Christmas song about like Christmas time in New York? I was talking about Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I literally was like, yeah, the Lea Michele song. And you were like, that is literally not what I'm talking about.
I was talking about the classic Lea Michele Christmas Time in New York. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves it. No, I was talking about this song, and I just literally couldn't remember anything about it except that it talked about New York at one point. But this is a great song. And honestly, I agree, they kind of fumbled the bag, because really, did we need the Chipmunk song when this song, which I know isn't really about New York, but like at least references New York and is a Christmas banger classic, is in the canon and was never done? Come on.
Come on.
It's Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank.
Up next, we've got a message from Megan. Did you know? No.
That's a great one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, but like, let's Megan, sing it every time.
Know? Yeah.
Okay, up next, we've got a message from Megan, did you know?
How I told you this story on the podcast? I probably have. I'm telling it again. The first time I ever heard that song, I had peed my pants during a church nativity play.
Oh gosh, no.
I was playing a shepherd in the church nativity at like a party for a congregation. And I was wearing a belt, and I was new to belts at the time. I was too old to have peed my pants, but still young enough to not know how belts worked. You know, like I wasn't like two or three where like if you pee your pants, it's kind of like that comes to the territory a little bit. But I like, I hadn't gotten the motor skills yet to like undo a belt. And I really, really, really had to pee. I was a shepherd. Thankfully made it through the nativity play. Then ran to the bathroom. Couldn't figure out my belt in time. Peed my pants, sat on the toilet and cried. And then I hear someone walk in. I'm like, I hear someone walk in and I try and compose myself. And I hear they come in and they go, who is that? Is that Ian in there? And I recognize it as my brother's best friend. And I was like, yeah. And I thought, I'm an actor. I can compose myself and just act like totally. I'm, you know, having a
You're
bowel movement.
You're the shepherd in the nativity play.
I was like, I'm just in here dry-eyed, eyes bone dry, you know, emotions at a normal level, just having a number
totally.
Two. And the best friend goes, oh, where's Alex? And I'm like, I don't know, sorry. And then he goes, okay, thanks, Moaning Myrtle. And then left. And then
what
on the drive home.
That's really funny.
I was sitting in the back of the van with pee, dry pee in my pants, and on the radio came Mary, Did You Know? And now song and me peeing my pants are like forever intertwined in my brain.
Oh my
Eternally.
Gosh. Did I ever tell you about the time when I went to go see the Harry Potter with my parents? And it was the first time my parents were letting me see Harry Potter in the theater. I think this, it must have been like Prisoner of Azkaban because I was a little kid. And I went to the bathroom by myself and there was no TP in the bathroom. And because I'm like, you know, 11 years old, there's no way I'm like asking a stranger. And this is before I had a cell phone, so I couldn't like call a parent. And honestly, frankly, the more I think about this story, the more I'm like, my parents should have known I was in there way too long and should have come checked on me. There was no toilet paper. So I was just sitting there like trying to like get up the courage. And it's like Christmas time. It's the hall. It's December. So it's the busiest time of all movie theater.
Babe.
Literally. In the movie theater bathroom. So I pulled up my pants and watched the movie and didn't say a word to my parents.
Good for you, icon. Nevertheless, she persisted, baby. She pulled up those pee-pee pants and she went and saw Prisoner of Azkaban.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. The movie was starting soon. All right. Megan, did you know?
Dear Ian and LPC, my name is Megan, did you know? She, her from Maryland. It's obvious in this episode of Glee that the writers do not carry a show book around with them. But one example that wasn't mentioned in last week's podcast was how in Grilled Cheeses, Sue was rightfully upset about the Glee Club singing religious songs in a public school setting. However, in this episode, the writers make Sue too focused on the Christmas tree decorating contest to talk about the Glee Club doing a living nativity. The fact that there was a nativity on public school property in the first place and the school having a Christmas club. I think it's a sweet idea for the Glee Club to do a living nativity and have them sing, but not at a public school. I asked my boyfriend, who is a student at Duke Divinity School and doesn't watch Glee, his thoughts on Love Child and the Kitty plotline. He explained that Kitty and the general public think that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute when she was actually a wealthy noble who traveled with Jesus. Granted, I still love Kitty's storyline in the episode. He said that the parts that the Love Child number gets right are that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph weren't white, and that Jesus was born in poverty. He said the only sacrilegious part was them tossing around baby Jesus and holding him by his hands in the dance line. Finally, I just wanted to say that I appreciate Unique playing the angel in the final number, because angels are beyond sex and gender. As a queer Christian, it means a lot to me that the Glee Club's two queer members played the angel Gabriel, who plays a big part in the nativity story, as we know that there are churches that aren't accepting of queer people. It may be giving the writers too much credit, but it meant a lot to me. I apologize to the non-Christian listeners for this long email about Christianity. I just wanted to add some queer and Christian perspectives about this episode. Consensual forehead kisses. Megan, did you know? Megan, did you know? First off, I agree with what you're saying about Sue, that like she wouldn't let a living nativity fly. Mm-hmm. However, as far as like Christmas music goes, I do think there is a weird gray area where like religious regular music is different than like Christmas carols that are about Jesus. That's a debate to have a different day. But like in my school system, like, we couldn't have Christmas parties. We couldn't, like, they were, like, winter parties. Mm-hmm. And yet my choir, in choir at Christmas time, we would sing, like, Silent Night, you know?
Yeah,
because it's just, I think there's this mentality of these songs are so a part of our culture. Because we also, like, in fairness to my school system, we were also, like, singing religious music from non-Christian religions. Because it's just, like... Mm-hmm. In this class, we're supposed to be learning about different music from history, and a lot of the music that's been written that's the most famous of all time is about worshiping a higher power. So it wasn't like our, teacher was sermonizing at us or anything, but like we would sing songs that were about a higher power. However, singing, Silent Night in choir class and doing a full living nativity are two different things. So,
yeah, totally. I don't know. It's one of these episodes where it's like all of the mechanics of Glee that they like set up and like the world at large, just like they're like, well, we're just gonna do something. And you can tell like even their attitudes about all of it are like so willy-nilly, which, I think they think is whimsical, but is mostly just like weird to behold. Megan, did you know? I appreciate you bringing some queer and Christian perspective up in here. I think that's, I'm into all of this, and I appreciate that you bring it up. And I love this. Thanks, Megan. Did you know? Up next, we've got a message from someone named Jojo.
Hi, Lynn and Ian. Jojo. He, him, here from a very icy Wales.
International listener.
Just wanted to start by wishing you and all the Gleeks who celebrate an extraordinary Merry Christmas this year. An extraordinary Merry Christmas. Is that how that song goes?
Yeah. Last night I was at Rite Aid at like 1 a.m. They played it. I was like, this is pandering. They know I'm here.
Rite Aid certified Gleeks. I've always known.
I know, literally.
And to anyone who doesn't celebrate Christmas, a happy holidays, or just a general happy new year. On to the Glepisode. I absolutely love Ian's points about how this episode should have been more outrageous, and I fully agree. As a Hurt Locker stan, already drafting my email to you about that episode, I think Glee is at its best and funniest when it is balls to the walls crazy. I start by asking, why does this episode have to take place in season 4? Yes, it's spring in the current timeline, but I say make it a dream sequence. Have a central character to follow, like Blaine or Sam, as the main focus, as they go about a Christmas both in New York and Lima. If the country hopping isn't your thing, make it two crossing over dreams, like Sam and Rachel somehow cross over for Lima, New York, or just have everyone dreaming if you want lots of smaller character stuff. I know dream sequences or hallucinations aren't everyone's favorite, but after Puppet Master, I think you could easily have a crazy plot like the Glee Club meeting the real Santa in a dream sequence without any fear that it would be too crazy. It would also excuse the random bringing back of characters / exclusion of characters. Maybe even a Sue story where it's a nightmare about the Glee Club following her and caroling. If you have dreams crossing over, you could even have meta jokes about how, isn't it weird we all suddenly dreamt about Christmas? I personally think this episode was just bland, with little to delve into, so I would have loved something like this. Heck, you could easily have it be animated too. Maybe even different characters' dreams have different styles. The options are endless. Again, I wish you both the best. Here's to you and a happy new year. Wish I could fly to see you at 54 below, but I am poor and afraid of flying, so bye! Lots of love. Hi, any Welsh listeners? We're going to do our absolute best with this one. Nadolig Schlauen, Abladuin Nuida. I'm so
Hell
sorry.
Yeah.
Welsh looks like alphabet soup to me. Where are all the vowels? Why are there so many consonants? I apologize to all our Welsh listeners for saying that.
Thanks for this message.
This episode had a license to be the craziest episode ever, and they played it too safe, and I'll never forgive them for that.
No
Obviously,
way.
These writers are chomping at the bit to go crazy based on Puppet Master, and a holiday special is literally the perfect excuse to go absolutely insane and have people
crazy,
just kind of not care. Like, remember the That's So Raven episode where they turn into cows because it's Halloween?
I do remember.
Remember the Even Stevens episode where they drink milk and the milk makes their eyeballs fall out? And, like, That's So Raven was, like, a supernatural sitcom. Even Stevens, while cartoony, like, took place in the real world. And yet they did a Halloween episode where the milk made their eyes fall out. And everyone was like, sure, why not? It's Halloween. It did also turn out to be a dream sequence like Jojo suggested.
Yeah, honestly, I think dream sequence is the way to go. I don't know. I think, like, looking back on all of the, like, holiday episodes, is they all, like, I feel like they are all trying to, like, emulate some sort of movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, like,
except
this one. And I feel like they were just like, ugh, there's no more movies left. What do we do? Let's just like do any whatever.
And they were right.
You know,
there are no more movies left. That's
literally
all of them. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Literally every movie.
The Judy Garland holiday special and the Star Wars Christmas special and Love Actually and It's a Wonderful Life. That's it. That's all the Christmas movies.
I know I've never seen another movie. And I mean, Falling for Christmas just came out. Falling for Crinisode just came out last month.
Yeah. They couldn't do a Falling for Crinisode tribute episode. It hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Oh, what
and
a
heaven
shame.
Knows no other story like that exists.
You know what's so shocking to me? They never did a Christmas Carol. I feel like Christmas Carol is the most parodied Christmas story of all time.
Totally.
You know, Sue is being... this once again falls into the trope we do every year at Christmas, which is suddenly Sue hates Christmas and then she'll learn to love it by the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Sue is being a grump and she hates Christmas and then she has a dream and, you know, like Ghost of Christmas Past is Kurt. Ghost of Christmas Present is Beast. Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. Who would be the funniest word
Christmas
for Ghost
Beast
of Christmas
is,
Yet to Come?
Is good.
Thank you. Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come is Figgins. And we get to see Sue's childhood. We get to see her bleaching her hair with Jean. Honestly, I feel like that would be more fun than what we got.
Yeah, totally. And it could have been a dream sequence. It didn't have to be... You know, I mean, like JoJo said,
Christmas Carol is a dream sequence inherently. So there you go.
Hey, it writes itself.
I would rather watch that than watch previously unaired. Let's do Glee Christmas Carol.
Sorry about it. Ryan Murphy, get him on the phone. In the Glee boot, we'll do it different.
Also weird to me that they never did any white Christmas songs really ever on Glee.
Considering
that, like, that is the Christmas musical.
And, like, Irving Berlin, like, is, I feel like, pretty influential in the Christmas sphere.
Yes.
When it comes to songs. Yeah.
Big time. Do Christmas, Glee Christmas Carol set to the music of White Christmas, please. That's what I want.
Honestly, that's really good.
That's what I want. Cut, print, moving on.
Well, Joe. Thank you so much for this message. Up next, we have a message from Molly is Jewish. Menorah Molly.
Heck yeah, baby. Menorah Molly. Your girl is confused. There were two major revelations I made while listening to your episode, and I thought I'd share them with you so you can laugh at me. And also let me know if anyone else wrote in with similar confusions. All good if not, but it'd be a little consolation to know that I'm not the dumbest Gleek of them all. First of all, I remember loving Alvin and the Chipmunks when I saw the animated movie when it came out in 2007, when I was 6. And I'm pretty sure I saw all the Squeakles too. I learned just now that 2007 franchise is based on an 80s TV show and a 1950s band. I blame it on me not thinking too hard about those movies since I saw them as a literal child. But either way, I was surprised. Secondly,
also,
and I really feel like a stupid idiot for this
the
one.
The way that you earnestly, you and Menorah Molly both, in my mind, earnestly said squeakquel.
That's what it's called. They're the squeakquels. Excuse you. That's the word.
So funny. I know.
What would we say? Sequel? It's not about humans, it's about chipmunks.
It's just inaccurate. It's just inaccurate calling it a sequel. It just really tickled me. I'm sorry I had to interrupt. And just the way that you read it, and you're like, and saw all the squeakles too. Oh, that's terribly funny. Okay, keep going.
Secondly, and I really feel like a stupid idiot for this one, I was under the impression that this episode was filmed as season 5's Christmas episode and then actually never got aired, then was added into the show when it was released on Netflix and streaming. I'm a fairly recent Gleek from the quarantine Glee revival era, so I only ever watched it on streaming. I didn't really pay attention to the year America's Jane Lynch says in the intro, and it seemed to fit well enough into the already convoluted chronology of season 5 that I didn't question that it was meant to be there originally. And I thought the Fox executives saw the Kurt storyline and were like, that's too harsh and offensive, you can't air it on cable, but Netflix didn't care, so they let them air it. Clearly, I didn't read this anywhere, so I guess I just invented the story and unconsciously convinced myself it was real. The human mind works in mysterious ways. Thank you again for this wonderful gift to my ears every week. The amount of joy it brings me is hard to put into words. From my manger to yours, I don't know what that is, I'm Jewish. Merry Christmas. Menorah Molly, she, her, from Canada.
International listener!
Menorah Molly, a manger is just a fancy word for a feeding trough for, like, horses. It's where you put the hay in the stable.
I knew that either. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's like a little trough.
Hell yeah.
You are not the only one who thought that this was previously unaired. However, you are the only one that I have seen who thought that it was previously unaired from season 5. We had people email in who believed what America's Jane Lynch said and that it was filmed during season 4.
Yeah.
And then cut, and they filmed Glee actually instead, and then it was re-aired during season 5. You're the first person I've seen who thought that it was always intended to be season 5, but was cut, and then they like filmed the Jane Lynch thing for when it went to streaming. But I've actually, one, we did get one person email us and mention it, but I've also seen online people be like, I have a question about previously unaired, like, this doesn't, like, since they filmed this during season 4, I was wondering, you know, did they do research during season 5 because Sam's hair is the way it is in season 5 or this, that, and the other? And then people respond being like, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but the Glee writers lied to you. It was not previously unaired.
It's honestly, it's not kooky enough to, like, you know, I think make enough people believe what it's supposed to be, because I remember being very confused by the entire episode as a whole. I think if it was more off the walls, bonkers, bananas, crazy, we wouldn't have this many people be like this confused by the episode. You know what I mean? Because I was certainly confused when I first watched it.
Maybe it was Glee, A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Sue on Christmas morning wakes up and she walks into the Glee Club. They're caroling at her door and she opens the door and she goes, bah, humbug. No, that's too strong, because it is my favorite holiday. Christmas rapping reprise.
Oh my God.
Heather Morris comes
back. That's the thing.
She makes her post becoming a mother debut, ends her maternity leave early to come and do Christmas rapping again for Glee Christmas Carol.
That'd be so good. That'd be really amazing. Well, Menorah Molly, thank you for this, for your candor. Thank you for sharing with us these two revelations you had. Honestly, they made me chuckle, and I'm grateful that you sent them. And you're not alone in I don't think I knew anything about Alvin and the Chipmunks growing up, other than the movie and the squeakquel. And B, I was confused on this too. So you're very brave for telling us this, because other people feel this way. Hell yeah, Menorah Molly. Thanks so much for your message. Up next, we've got a message from the angel on top of my Christmas tree. Angel.
Ooh. Hello again, Thorm Storm and Ian Allred. Oops, all cruise ships.
Oops, all cruise ships.
Angel on top my Christmas tree, Angel, from the U.S., have brought an offering for thee. A Glee quiz about who would cheat on you. I hope you guys like it and that I return even just a bit of the joy you have given me. All right, you quiz time, baby. If you were in Glee, who would cheat on you? First question is, I put this in here accidentally and I don't know how to get rid of it, but actually just type your name again. Okay, I'll type my, no, I'm going to put, you're not my parent.
The next question is, what do you think is the most toxic thing in a relationship? Being a gossip and lying hoe, being lazy and unattentive, talking to other girls, and bleh, boring personal alert. Oh gosh.
Being a gossip and lying hoe. I feel like those other things are definitely problems, but there's stuff that you can like talk through. It could be like, hey, I need you to like be more attentive to me. But if your partner is a liar, it doesn't matter how much you try and talk through your issues. You don't know if they're actually changing or if they're lying or if they're being a gossip and lying hoe.
Yeah. I'm going to say all of these are pretty toxic to me. I don't want a partner who's unattentive. I don't want someone who lies to me. But I'm just going to say talking to other girls.
What type of sandwich do you get your significant other? This will be 90% of the reason they cheat on you. a grilled cheesy, peanut butter and jiggly jelly, taco. You don't even get them a sandwich. Wow. Peanut butter and jiggly jelly.
Taco. Okay. If you got them a taco, why do you think a taco was a sandwich? Because tacos are good. I thought I'd be funny. I didn't even get them a taco. I hate tacos. I'm going to say because tacos are good.
I didn't even get them a taco, baby. What birthday gift did you get your significant other? A fucking car from one of those fucking Christmas car ads. A nice suit. A box of candies. Absolutely nothing because I forgot. I'm going to say a box of candies because I am the king of not fully forgetting to get people Christmas gifts, but remembering like 2 days before and then being like, oh, I have to get something quick.
Totally. I'm going to say, just for the sake of this quiz, absolutely nothing because I forgot. What embarrassing thing do you do? Choke your Niata audition, vapor-rape someone, cheat on your partner, that's not party rockin', and fall off a cruise ship, question mark?
Fall off the cruise ship, baby. That's me.
Yeah, I'm going to say, choke my Niata audition.
What would you do if you found out your wife wasn't legit prego? Almost hit her? That's not party rockin'. Break up with that lying bitch. Move out, but still try to fix the relationship. Sit, fall to ground, cry, die. Sit, fall to ground,
sit,
cry, die.
Sit, fall to ground, to cry, die. For real. What book talk book do you read the most? Song of Achilles, Ice Planet Barbarians. They both die at the end. It starts with us. Sorry. Ice Planet Barbarians.
Song of Achilles is the only one of these books I've even heard of, so I'm putting that one.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to? Lena, here's your answer. Taylor Swift, Lena, here's your answer. Lizzo, the correct answer. Harry Styles, Cupcake.
You better put Cupcake. You love Cupcake. Every time you come across a Cupcake song, you laugh.
Remixes. I like Cupcake remixes. Have I ever heard a single one of her songs in its entirety? No. Do I put Lizzo or do I put Harry Styles? You know, I feel like I have more knowledge of a larger breadth of Harry Styles' work than Lizzo. Sure. I love the Lizzo songs that I know, but I feel like percentage-wise, I know more of his songs.
Hey, hello. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. All right. Next.
Oh, heck yeah, baby. Honestly, an honor.
Who'd you get?
I was cheated on.
Mine hasn't loaded yet.
I was cheated on by Sue Sylvester. She was bored. Bye, bitch.
I got the same thing, which is so crazy. I feel like we had all different answers. That's awesome. Bye, bitch.
Oh, you did? I'm just going to randomize my answers really quick so we can get at least one other. Mercedes Jones.
Oh, no.
No offense, but you must really suck if Mercedes Jones cheats on you. Or your name is Shane. Ah!
Oh no, Shane!
For Shane! I forgot she kisses Sam and she's still with Shane. Mercedes Jones, I love you, but you were wrong for that one.
Shane was so sweet.
Well,
Mercedes.
Thank you, Angel, on top
of my tree.
What a
bunch of cheaters. Yeah.
Seriously, what a bunch of cheaters. Everyone in the show, one of my favorite quotes to ever come out of this podcast is when you said, Lena, you said, cheating is basically an extracurricular at this school.
That's really funny of me. I love myself. What a fun quiz. Thank you for sending this to us, Angel. You're just such an angel on top of my Christmas tree.
Happy holidays. But da 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 da. 99.9 KEZ. Let's do some relative pitch games. Baby,
hell yeah.
Christmas.
Let's do it.
So we got Merry Here Christmas. Comes Santa Claus by Gene Autry, Rock Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, Mary's Little Boy Child, Harry Belafonte, The Chipmunk Song by Alvin and the Chipmunks, Love Child by the Supremes, and Away in a Manger by Traditional. You are up first.
Oh my God.
And you're going to do Rock Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see. Every couple tries to stop.
Okay, so you think it's a D flat to an E flat on the Rock. Well, Carl, it's too early for this. Rocking around the Christmas tree. We're a whole step sharp, Krampus. Classic.
Oh my God, classic me.
Fa la 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 Lena.
Ooh, that's good.
Thank you. What am I singing?
I think you should sing Here Comes Santa Claus.
Happy days, happy times. Listen to the bells, the chimes. Santa Claus comes your way today. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows we're all God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, it's so early in the morning! Okay, so my happy day, happy time, happy day, happy time, is A flat to B, and then E to A flat. Listen to the bells that chime. Santa Claus comes today, today. So that's a step and a... Nope. Yeah, that's a step and a half below where I was. I was a step and a half sharp. Here's our two keys together. Beauty.
Honestly, that sounds really good, actually. I love that.
Thank you. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year as well, because you won't hear from us until 2023. Yeah. Happiest of all New Year's, everyone. See you next year, baby.
Yeah. Can you believe? I hope you guys have a good New Year. I hope you. It's not one of those holidays that you put too much expectations on and you like want to kiss somebody so bad and then you don't end up kissing someone and you're like, my whole year is ruined. I hope you don't feel like that at all. I feel like I always feel like that and I hope you don't feel like that at all.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna be straight up. New Year's is the most stressful holiday in my mind because it's, I just feel like people put, it's always, there's so much pressure on it, but like no one really agrees what you should do on New Year's. So everyone's like, we have to do something big, but what's the big thing that we do? We'll see on January 4th for our episode on frenemies. If you got thoughts on frenemies, send them to us at recoveringgleek@gmail.com. Love you all so much. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Have a happy new year. See you there.
Here's a jingle bell kiss on your forehead from Falala Lena and Frost Ian, the snowman.
Woo! Ooh, bye!
Bah humbug. Nope, that's too strong. See you later.
It is.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.